راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents glimpses from the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, attends the funeral of his beloved daughter. All praise is due to Allah the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet. The incidence is linked with the demise of the Prophet's, peace be upon him, daughter. The version of the story is recorded by Umm Atiyah Al-Ansariyah. Her account reads as follows in the book of Imam Bukhari and in the book of Imam Muslim and other reporters as well. Upon the death of one of his daughters, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came in to the house where the deceased daughter was. He commended the deceased woman should be given a bath 3-5 times or even more if needs be. She should be bathed with water and lotus tree leaves, which have a nice smell perfume and used usually to bathe the deceased. In the final wash, the deceased washing woman should add camphor to the bathing water for a better scent and smell. After completing the bathing, inform me, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. Upon finishing the bath giving to the deceased daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the group of women informed Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, that they have finished. He, peace be upon him, offered his outer garment to the washing woman and commanded her to wrap the corpse of the deceased daughter with it, placing it under the shroud. He also commanded the washing woman to make sure that she bathes the deceased an odd number of times, as opposed to an even number of times. The washing women should also begin their wash as a living Muslim does when performing ablution, i.e., started with the right side organ. Umm Atiyah Al-Ansariyah, the reporter of the hadith, added, "We braided her hair, that is, the deceased hair, into 3 braids and placed them behind her head." The above narration of the hadith has raised controversy among the hadith scholars. Some hold it as attributed to the daughter of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, Umm Kulthum, may Allah's peace be upon her. Others expressed it was Zainab, another daughter of the Prophet. The second opinion is more acceptable. Allah knows best. The death of Zainab, peace be upon her, was due to a flow of blood that followed abortion, as she intended to migrate from Mecca to Medina to join her father, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in Medina. At this juncture, her husband sent her on to join her father at Medina. Some Qurayshi men objected her migration to Medina. The chief personalities were a man called Habbar ibn al-Aswad and another man called Nafi' bin Abdi Amr. They scared her with their spears. Both armed men poked the body of the lady Zainab, may Allah peace be upon her, with their spears, who was on her camel litter. Lady Zainab was pregnant at the time. She bled badly as a result of the attack and assault incident. She had to return to Mecca, and as a result, she aborted her pregnancy. This condition, however, turned out to be an eventful factor for her death in Medina later on. At the death of the second daughter of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, Umm Kulthum, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was caught in the grip of an intense grief. This enormous anguish did not stop the Prophet, peace be upon him, from demonstrating his kindness and vast mercy. He showed a tremendous concern for her death, yet he stood by the deceased washing woman who gave his daughter's body her final wash before being buried. He instructed them how to bathe her body properly, how to wrap her with 3 or 5 shrouds, and he gave them his own personal cloak to wrap the cadaver with it in an attempt to seek more mercy for her from Allah Almighty, being wrapped with the cloak of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. He did all of that with the hope that she would be entitled for the blessings and mercy of Allah the Almighty. We may point out here that no human being, regardless, would be able to offer the same treatment to anyone else, alive or dead. We Muslims believe firmly that none of the early Muslim generations sought the blessing from a living or a dead person. The only exception was the Prophet, peace be upon him. Muslim scholars collectively are of the same opinion as for seeking the blessings from others. Imam Bukhari, in his book, reported of Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was sitting beside the grave of his daughter Umm Kulthum, and his eyes were shedding constant tears. Both the above stories provide many inferences worthy of note. The following deserve attention. 1. The illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, had distinctive touch of humanism towards his daughters. 2. The Prophet, peace be upon him, also took special care about the sensibilities towards his family members. 3. Such reports indicate the importance of taking good care of the children, especially females. Daughters are extremely kind, emotional, and gentle, and they should be treated as such, with super gentleness and care. 4. Cleaning and washing the deceased, as commented by Ibn Abd al-Birr, is an act of worship. It is not a removal of impurity, as some people may think. In fact, the washing of a deceased and the total ablution of an adult after a wet dream or a sexual intercourse are the same in performance. This concept is supported by the hadith statement as reported in Imam Bukhari in his book of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. A believer would never become impure. 5. The person who washes a deceased is encouraged to take a complete ablution himself, male or female, not because the deceased is impure, but rather due to the feelings of human weakness. A washer encounters during and after the washing of the deceased. One fears death and feels that he, she would be washed the same way upon his death or her death. By taking a full bath or ablution, one's emotions would improve a bit and the scene would change. 6. A male, female Muslim who is assigned, requested, or volunteer to wash a deceased person must not mention any physical or mental defects of a deceased that are revealed to him, her, while washing the deceased cadaver. 7. Imam Bukhari, in his book of hadith, paid a special attention to this hadith and used it in 11 places and headings. He quoted it while talking about beginning with the right side when performing ablution. He also quoted it under funeral preparation, washing the deceased odd number of times, washing the right side of the deceased first. Would a female be wrapped with a male's cloak? Using camphor as a special perfume in the last wash of the deceased, untying the hair of a female deceased upon washing before burial, and the same for a male who has a thick hair upon death. 8, Ibn Abd al-Birr, the scholar, quoted this hadith as an evidence that a female is better to wash another female deceased rather than being washed by her own husband. He quoted that all three deceased daughters of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, were washed by other females, as opposed to being washed by their own husbands. Majority of Muslim scholars, however, are of the opinion that a husband is permitted to wash his deceased wife. Asma bint Umais, the wife of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with her, washed him upon death while other men were present. Similarly, the wife of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari washed his cadaver upon death as well. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more on the glimpses of the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell. And special thanks to our sound engineer, Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas.